This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The holy tzaddik Rebbe Elimelech of Lizhensk had a famous disciple, Rebbe Moshe Leib Sassover. He was well known for his tremendous love for every Jew. One year, Rebbe Moshe Leib spent Pesach at the home of his venerable Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech. While they were conducting the Seder, Rebbe Elimelech of Lizhensk turns to Rebbe Moshe Leib and he asks him, "Can you please tell us a Dvar Torah?" And Rebbe Moshe Leib says, in Parshas Boy, the Torah says, "If one day your children will ask you, 'Why do we bring a Korban Pesach every year?' V'amartem, and you should tell them, 'Asher Pasach al Batei B'nei Yisrael.' On the night of Makkos Bechoros, Hashem passed over the Jewish houses in Mitzrayim, and all the Jewish firstborns were saved." Rebbe Moshe Leib asked, "Why does the Torah say, 'Asher Pasach al Batei B'nei Yisrael?' Al means on top, which implies Hashem being on top of the Jewish homes. Would it not have been more appropriate to say, 'Asher Pasach me'al batei b'nei Yisrael,' that Hashem skipped over the Jewish homes? Hashem was not on top of their homes. He jumped over their homes." At that point, Rebbe Moshe Leib turned to the crowd and he said something incredible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for every Yid was so great, and he cherished every Jew with such passion, that when he came to a Jewish home, Hashem didn't just skip over the home, but rather he stepped onto the roof of the home and he started to dance on top of the roof. And with tremendous love and excitement, Hashem said, 'Du voint a Yid, du voint a Yid. Here lives a Jew.'" And Rebbe Moshe Leib kept on repeating it, "Du voint a Yid." And as he was giving this explanation, he kept on repeating this phrase again and again, each time with more excitement, until his emotions overtook him. Then all of a sudden, he jumped onto the Rebbe's table, and he started to sing and dance with overwhelming simcha. And he pointed to all the people in the crowd, and he said, "Du voint a Yid, du voint a Yid." And before long, all the Hasidim joined him. And in unison, they all began shouting, "Du voint a Yid." Just like for Hashem and Mitzrayim, to Rebbe Moshe Leib, it didn't matter what type of Yid or what level of observance. From the depths of his heart, there was a fiery passion for every Yid that burned so strongly within him. Years ago, a young man came to Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovitz and he told him this amazing story. He said, a woman came to America after World War II and decided that after what she had endured, she would completely renounce Judaism. She got married, she had children, but Yiddishkeit was not part of her life. She didn't fast on Yom Kippur, she didn't abstain from Chametz on Pesach. Years later, just before spring, her oldest child, Jerry, was in college, and he received a package from his mother. He opened it up, and he found a container with triangle cookies filled with jam. He recognized them, as his mother made them every year in March, and he eagerly bit into one of them. He later bought the container to share with his friends. Jerry's friend Joe took a cookie and he said, "Hey, you're Jewish like me." "Jewish?" Jerry said, "I'm not Jewish." "So where did you get these cookies from?" So he said, "My mother made them." "Well, then you're Jewish. These cookies are called Hamantaschen, and Jews make them for the holiday of Purim." Jerry ran quickly to call his mother. "Mom, am I Jewish?" And his mother was shocked. "Why do you ask?" "Well, Mom, my friend explained that the cookies you make are Jewish cookies that they make, that they bake for some holiday." And his mother said, "Yes, we are Jewish. My mother used to bake these cookies for me every year on Purim. So I always bake them for my kids because I looked forward to eating them as a child." Jerry was intrigued. Jerry went on to investigate his heritage, and he found a rabbi on campus who taught him all about Judaism. He eventually went to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. A few years later, he got married, he made aliyah, and he went to learn in a kollel in Yerushalayim. He said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Rabbi, I was that Jerry." Du voint a Yid. His mother had fond memories as a child, baking cookies with her mom for Purim. That excitement and enjoyment never left her, and she just couldn't give up the tradition of baking Hamantaschen. And from that little cookie emerged a generation of Jews who are now Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. Sooner or later, the holy neshama bursts forth from every Jewish soul. We never know what triggers the pintaliyid. Sometimes it's inspired during Kol Nidra. Sometimes while lighting the Shabbos candles. Or perhaps during an inspiring kumzitz. For some, it's on the night of Pesach while wearing the white kittel. And for others, it might even be while eating a homemade hamantash. Every Yid is special. Every Yid is a holy neshama, a microcosm of Hashem. No matter how far gone, Hashem does not forsake any of His children. He even sends them, every so often, He sends them reminders of His love and affection. On the night that we imbue in our children the values and the Messiah that was passed down to us, there's no doubt that Hashem will jump onto our roofs and dance and scream out with pride, "Du voint ayit." And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.